Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares class. Tomorrow, Gwyneth is going to be with us as usual. Then Thursday, Ricky's going to be with us. We're going to be talking about farming. And J.C. Cole will be with us. And Friday, it'll be me. And I'll be talking about tips from the book, things that I think you need to know. Kathy may join me. And I just wanted to share the reason why I explain these salaries. There's the little people, which would be us, and then there would be the people who tell us what to do. So if you contrast just Walmart, the Chinese factory outlet, the average employee makes about $19,000 a year, $19.9K a year. That would be the hourly employee. Now, the salaried guys, the ones who tell the hourly people what to do, they are averaging around $89,500 a year. Okay, so you can see the distinction between the hourly and the salaried employees, 19.9 versus $89,500 a year. Now, if you go to the government side, or the quasi-government side, United States Postal Service, the average postal worker, government employee, makes $60,800 a year, $60,800. This is the average guy. Now, if you're a salaried postal worker, that would be like management, $78,500. Now, if you're the big boss, you make $291,600. So what I'm trying to tell you is that there's a huge distinction between a government employee, average postal worker, at $60,800 versus the hourly Chinese factory outlet worker at $19,900. Okay? So If you're feeling sorry for your government employees, you can stop feeling sorry for them because they make way more than people who actually work for a living. Back to you, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. And again, thank you for always allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights. And I'm going to repeat one article I mentioned about the U.S. Postal Service just a few moments ago, and that is that a huge trove of Pennsylvania mail-in ballot applications sent by the Trump campaign to individual voters has been found destroyed in United States Postal Service trailers. See, this is when I talk about big government and big corporations and the feudalism system, it's consolidating all power, money, and control with no accountability. I'm not trying to be condescending by saying this slowly, but we have to do something about this, folks. And I would like to talk about corporate feudalism right now and mention some articles as quickly as I can. You all know that GlaxoSmithKline is not on my Christmas card list. They told me that they would not give me a job when I had phenomenal numbers, 14 years working there. And I asked for a demotion so I could drive less, and they told me that that job was for women only. And they tried to push me out the door. So let's talk about phony benevolence, phony philanthropy, phony goodwill. And I'm going to mention some articles here about corporate feudalism. And I want you to think if these words still apply. Controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, hater, anti-ism-ist phobe. I want you to, when I mention these articles, I want you to ask yourself, what if you did this? What What if your small business did this? I want you to ask yourself, do you want to trust this industry with giving us forced vaccines, teaming up with people like Bill Gates, who have openly called for depopulation? An industry that we have given liability immunity to because we've enabled and protect these companies because certain people have demanded no rights restitution or protection under the rule of law for the people who were targeted, which gave them a precedent on runaway power. This is what happens when you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectation for a job. This is what happens when you feel entitled to play the victim group status card. So here we go. Articles. GlaxoSmithKline settles price fraud lawsuit with 40 states. Next article. GlaxoSmithKline to pay $750 million to settle whistleblower lawsuit for tainted drugs. Next article. GlaxoSmithKline engaged in bribery corruption planet-wide. Next article. GlaxoSmithKline fined nearly $500 million for criminal bribery of doctors and hospitals in China. Next article. GlaxoSmithKline creates monstrous 6-in-1 vaccine jabs specifically for children developed in countries. And as you know, I've mentioned an article before where the U.S. media blackout, Italian court rules vaccine cause autism, and apparently GlaxoSmithKline had to pay out $63 million to vaccine victims, because these vaccines are correlated with autism. But these articles do not hit the mainstream media. And we're giving this industry liability immunity? Are you kidding me? Next article, GlaxoSmithKline, pharma giant, to pay $120 million for fraudulent pill-pushing practices. Next article, GlaxoSmithKline fined less than $100,000 for killing 14 babies during vaccine trials. Yeah, let's give this industry liability immunity. Next article, GlaxoSmithKline pleads guilty to criminal fraud charges, pays massive $3 billion in fines, and they fabricated drug safety data to the FDA. They defrauded Medicare and Medicaid out of billions. They deceived regulators on the effectiveness on their drugs. So they basically defrauded Medicare, which is connected at the hip with Social Security. So when your Social Security purchasing power goes down, are you going to go to the homes of executives and get your money back? Are you going to go to the homes of the shareholders and get your money back? That's my question to you listeners. Next question. GlaxoSmithKline begins testing experimental Ebola vaccines on West Africans. Next article. GlaxoSmithKline admits to criminal pharma fraud and $3 billion case. Next, GlaxoSmithKline now admits executives involved in criminal bribery days after denials. Next, yet another vaccine failure. Widely hyped GlaxoSmithKline cancer vaccine fails in clinical trials. Next, GlaxoSmithKline accused of secretive clinical trials of antibiotics, bizarre demands for control for results. See, that's what corporate feudalism is. No accountability and consolidating all money, power, and control. Next, GlaxoSmithKline deliberately hid evidence of Avandia harm, says Senate report. Next, GlaxoSmithKline dumps live polio virus into Belgian rivers for swimming and fishing. Next, GlaxoSmithKline closes pharmaceutical plant after deadly Legionnaire disease bacteria found contaminating the facility. Next, GlaxoSmithKline bribery admission ensnares celebrity Dr. Drew and other physicians. Next, GlaxoSmithKline reportedly threatens diabetes expert over Avandia warnings. Next, FDA slaps manufacturer on ongoing bacterial contamination with GlaxoSmithKline. Next, vaccines cause autism, says document from corrupt drug company. For those of you who think I'm making these articles up, they're all published in the public domain. And if you want to sing along, go to a Real Patriots website. Mike Adams. He has multiple websites. One of them is naturalnews.com, a great website on health. He is a man who has guts, who's a patriot, who's well-read, who's well-represented, who's well-researched. Again, naturalnews.com. Mike Adams deserves the credit. You folks, if we allow forced vaccinations and teaming up at this time when the elite are literally calling for depopulation while we're giving them liability immunity because we've delegitimized work. We've lowered the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in. So far, there is no legitimacy in the system. And the people who are being targeted are not having rights, protection, or restitution under the rule of law. We have runaway power that's unchecked. And this is why we have wealth inequality. Because too many stupid people, and they call these people useful idiots. The elite literally call them useful idiots. But yet they're still trying to protect their group hyphen and pronoun. We need to be American so bad because we are getting free lunch to big government and big corporations with no consequences. Well, Vince, I appreciate you letting me do my rant.
I actually, believe it or not, Rich, I have a comment about what you said.
Sure.
35 years ago, class, 35 years ago, I was at the corporate headquarters of GlaxoSmithKline. Now, Rich doesn't know this, so here it comes out for the first time. I was there. And I was charged with building a computer system for one of the banks where I was employed. And the banks have an enormous amount of data. And because there's lots of transactions. So think of a credit card and all the transactions on your credit card account. Think about that. Your payments, your purchases, who, what, when, where, why, all those kinds of things. Chargebacks, disputes, all that information. Well, I was tasked with building a computer system to keep all that information and make it easily searched. Okay? So customer calls up and wants to know about their account and what happened on such a specific date. My job was to build a system to house this enormous amount of data and have it searched at the click of a couple keys and a click of a mouse. And so I went down to North Carolina, GlaxoSmithKline's headquarters, and I literally saw the optical storage system. And this was brand new technology 35 years ago. These were large platters, roughly about 11 inches in diameter, and they had the optical data stored on them for the results of the drug trials, etc. So what Rich Sheban is talking about, all of these massive, massive tests and all of the things that have gone wrong, the deaths, the diseases, the deformations, all of those things, they were recorded on that system that I saw firsthand. No kidding. Rich, I was there.
Absolutely. Folks, I got to ask you something. When they come, and I'm hearing music, so Vince, if you can give me a microphone at the end of this commercial break, I want to ask our listeners a few questions regarding the situation, if you don't mind, please.
Absolutely. Rich Sheban's with us, and it's a fast-paced broadcast, and that's why we're not taking calls today. We'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Sheehan, you have some questions for the class?
I do. It's kind of a lengthy question, but before I start, I want to remind everybody to go to Mike Adams' website. I don't owe him a favor. He doesn't owe me a favor. I think I spoke to him once years ago, as many people in the new media does, but I don't know him. What he tries to do is wake people up, give real science, does great reading, great research, and tries to help the American people. And he's quite, I've heard him on many a show, and he's very intelligent when it comes to economic, social, and political issues, as well as science and healthcare. That being said, go into naturalnews.com, go into the search bar, and then type in GlaxoSmithKline, and you'll see all these published articles in the public domain. Now, my question to you is, when all this big government, post office tossing all these ballots, when big corporations are covering up crimes and dividing us through all these divide-and-conquer strategies, will you realize that this is to cover up crimes, which is choice A, or are you going to go back to the narrative, which is choice B, and that being controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, hater, anti-ism, ist, phobe. And I sure hope, and I know this audience is well aware and well read and well researched, and realize that everything that's happening in America is to give free lunch to the elite, cover up their crimes, and divide and conquer us so we fight against each other with chaos and infighting, instead of looking at what's really happening. So my question is, will you still say racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, anti-ismist folk, when they come to your house and give you forced inoculations to change your DNA, to destroy your immune system and take your blood and kill you, will you still say those things when they put you in quarantine internment camps? Will they will you still say those things when they close down your small business, poison your food and water, and steal all your nutrients from your foods? Will you still say those words when they give a job to someone else, when you have higher proven results and qualifications, but they get the job because it's based on what group they're in? Will you still say those things when they eliminate your freedoms, your liberty, your rule of law, based on some disease released by the globalists who preach depopulation? Will you still say those words when you admit to them, when they're coming to take you away, that you sold out for them, despite and being politically correct, confessing that you bought the narrative, but you were afraid to tell the truth and stand up for your own country because you're afraid about being called a controversial racist, bigot, sex, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, hater, anti-ismist, phobe? But you still say those words when the powers that be keep redistributing your wealth and your opportunities from the bottom 93%, eliminating the middle class and giving all the wealth to the already elite. When will you admit that is this to divide us? It's to cover up their own crimes. It's to redistribute wealth and create the wealth economy. So as long as we keep playing this dumb game while they're calling you useful idiots, and we're giving them liability immunity, and we're enabling big corporations and big government while we're sitting there fighting to protect our group hyphen and pronoun, even though they have literally insulted your work ethic, ability, intelligence, even though they've degraded and disrespected you, even though people like Ilhan Omar said Latinos can't compete in a merit-based system, even though they continue to manufacture the perception of pity, guilt, and ideology and race baiting, are you going to still be submissive and say controversial racism, bigot, sexism, misogynism, anti-Islamist folk, even though they are not empowering you as a group or a nation or an individual and they're destroying America with mediocrity, are you still going to say those words? And that is my question to the American people today.
All right, we'll be right back.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are continuing to question Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett at her confirmation hearing today. California Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein asking Coney Barrett about the Affordable Care Act.
Senator, I completely understand why you are asking the question, but again, I can't pre-commit or say, yes, I'm going in with some agenda, because I'm not. I don't have any agenda. I have no agenda to try to overrule Casey. I have an agenda to stick to the rule of law and decide cases as they come.
The Q&A with senators will take place today and tomorrow. Patients who've survived COVID-19 may be immune to reinfection for up to 4 months. Researchers at a Harvard-based hospital found high levels of antibodies for weeks after patients recovered from COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
The United Kingdom has seen a spike in the number of daily COVID-19 cases, so the Prime Minister is taking a new approach to localized lockdowns. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki explains.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has unveiled a series of new lockdowns as the United Kingdom deals with a spike in COVID-19 cases. The three-tiered system is meant to localize restrictions for the worst-hit areas of the country. Johnson told Parliament that previous efforts to address local outbreaks have resulted in a confusing set of restrictions.
In recent months, we have worked with local leaders to counter local spikes with targeted restrictions. But this local approach has inevitably produced different sets of rules in different parts of the country that are now complex to understand and to enforce. So, just as we simplified our national rules with the Rule of Six, we will now simplify and standardize our local rules.
Johnson's unified system of three alert levels will have different severity of lockdowns depending on how bad the local outbreak is. He added that no matter what the level, shops, schools, and universities would remain open.
Carnival Cruise Line is canceling all of its cruises for November. Carnival announcing on Monday it's canceling November cruises out of Miami and Port Canaveral, Florida. This comes after the company canceled cruises from all other U.S. ports for November and December. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God,
you're
take my
when you go
to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Rich Cheapman's with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. Vince, you know, we have all this, you know, I've mentioned so many examples over the years of all this big corporate, big government, phony caring, phony earnings, phony benevolence, phony philanthropy, nobility, equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, diplomacy, economics. You know, we hear about this. I mean, that's like, especially on the left, that's their favorite word. Equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity. It means nothing. Because how many examples have I given over the years, Vince, that show that the bottom 93% are having their wealth redistributed to the elite? How many examples have I given of this wealth inequality over the years?
Well, you've given thousands. You know, as you were saying this, I was thinking about a guy, I met him, his name is Roy Blunt, B-L-U-N-T. And he's from Missouri, and he was governor of Missouri. He came from a little hamlet called Niangua. NIANGUA. And we're talking about wealth inequality, right? Class, I'd like you to look up Roy Blunt, R-O-Y space B-L-U-N-T. And take a look at his images. Click on images and see if you would trust that guy to buy a car from him, a used car. Then go to Niangua. Search on Niangua, N-I-A-N-G-U-A, where he was born. And look at the dilapidation of Niangua. Now, you'll see some physical beauty of, you know, of the earth, okay? It's a very pretty place, naturally. But when you look at the buildings, the dilapidation, look at City Hall. You won't find a more dilapidated-looking City Hall on the planet than in Niangua. So when you talk about wealth inequality, you talk about this guy who came from this little hamlet. Could he have done something to help his own hometown? Of course. Did he? You tell me. You look at Niangua. I drive through Niangua all the time. Yeah, well, not all the time, but in the good old days I did. It is falling down. I mean, it is an eyesore. And could Roy Blunt help? Of course he could. He's a multi-millionaire. Could he use his influence to help? Of course. Does he know? So one of the things that Rich is talking about is these guys accumulate wealth, and they forget how they got there. They forget that it was built on the backs of the little people. And without the little people, they'd have nothing. They would have had nothing to steal from. And Roy Blunt went to a Baptist university, of which he allegedly got a degree. Praise the Lord, he should be a Ten Commandments kind of guy. He should be a Golden Rule kind of guy. But yet, he received money from Monsanto to protect Monsanto. So here's a guy who sold out the people. Take a look at his number one picture on the internet. So, you know, type in Roy Blunt, B-L-U-N-T, U.S. Senator. And look at his picture. He's grinning from ear to ear. Would you buy a used car from that guy? I don't think you would, based on his picture. He does not look honest. And yet, he allegedly has a degree from a Praise the Lord Bible Thumping University. Which tells you, just because someone says Praise the Lord doesn't mean they mean it. These people who have called themselves politicians, I would suggest that you'd never reelect anyone. Think about that. And that's a real dilemma we have right now. Because we have a couple guys running for president. One will be an absolute disaster. His name is Jumpin' Joe. He can't remember anything, including his lines. And he is so greedy that even though he is exhibiting signs of dementia, he still wants to run the show. That's how greedy Jumpin' Joe is. And you have another guy who's not a great choice, but he's certainly better than Jumpin' Joe. So if I were to vote, I would make an exception and with to never reelect anyone, because the choice is so bad if Jumpin' Joe is selected. And I have a feeling that it's a foregone conclusion. They used to have a poster and said, never underestimate the power of stupid people. In large numbers. And here we are. Rich?
Well, yeah, that's why we went over all this voter fraud. You know, if President Trump loses, with all these examples we've given over the few months of voter and election fraud and mail-in ballots, I mean, it's basically going to maintain the corruption with big government and corporate feudalism. Now, when I mentioned these articles about GlaxoSmithKline, if you were a household or a small business and you did 1/100th of this corruption with no accountability, do you think that you would still be in business then?
Oh, of course not. We'd be swinging by the gallows. And
yep.
Yeah, we would. We're talking about second-degree murder. We're talking about deformations. We're talking about all kinds of medical maladies. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. And they've got a database of it. And if the feds were smart, and if the feds weren't in bed with GSK, they'd be raiding and getting those optical discs and the storage system, and they would be looking through it, and they would see it. Because it's there. It's there.
Yeah. See, folks, it's not about... That's why I try to put this into people's minds. It's not about the narrative and the propaganda, the hoaxes, the false flags, and the lies and the gaslighting. It's not about the everybody's controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, hater, anti-ism, isphobe. You know, we hear this every 5 minutes coming, especially from the Democrat Party. It's not the white male's fault. Everything is being blamed on males and masculinity, but mostly the poor and middle-class white male. Or else there would be confiscation of wealth from Bezos, Buffett, Soros, Zuckerberg, Gates, Cuomo's, Anderson Cooper from the Vanderbilt fortune, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Cook, Murdoch. There's no confiscation of the net worth. It's basically to control the people. It's basically to take wealth from the little guy and give it to the big guy. And this is the fascist corporate feudalism system that we are in. When you start reading and researching and realize it's not about racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, anti-ism, misphobe. When you realize that, you can see how everything has been delegitimized, especially work and getting a job. You can see how we've enabled and protected the most corrupt companies in the country and the country. And these same companies are asking for liability immunity. I want you to wrap your head around that. That's like going into your house and stealing your stuff and then to eliminate any consequences from my behavior.
All right, Rich.
This is the world we're in.
Yeah. Class, try this. Just go to, DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo, as a search engine, .com, DuckDuckGo.com. And type in GSK, as in GlaxoSmithKline, one word, GSK. Then put a comma in there, and then a space, and then type crimes. GSK, comma, crimes. Head first result. GlaxoSmithKline pleads guilty and pays $3 billion with a B fine to resolve its criminal and civil liability arising from the company's unlawful promotion of certain prescription drugs, its failure to report certain safety data, and its civil liability for alleged false price reporting practices. The Justice Department announced today. That is the headlines. Okay, that's a government, that's justice.gov, government website, $3 billion. So they've admitted that they are criminals by pleading guilty. So that's just one corporation. Now, of course, you have other corporations that dump toxins and poisons and insecticides and pesticides and other chemicals into rivers and on the ground. And they've created Superfund cleanup sites that we, the villagers, get to pay for the cleanup. Companies do this kind of thing. It's called externalization. They shift the cost outside of the company. Externalization. Sounds like it's okay. No, what that means is we'll just cause this massive problem and we'll let other people pay for the fix. That's what externalization is. So carpet manufacturers, you know, when they make dye and they make certain colors and there are toxins that are used in the production of those colors and they rinse water and so forth, they just pour it on the ground, it goes down the stream, and it pollutes. You know, we're in Virginia where there was a factory, a Shaw carpet factory, and there was another textile mill. People used to go in the streams and pick out mercury. Pick out mercury from the streams. They thought, hey, look at that. Look at that little ball of mercury. Here's another one. That's what they used to do because of the dumping of the toxins in the streams. No kidding. Now, of course, those companies are gone now, right? They've moved on to pollute someplace else. So if you think that, hey, listen, this big factory's coming and they're going to make a product and they're going to use chemicals, what a great thing, right? We'll have jobs. Yeah, jobs and pollution. So that's externalization. And what happened? Cancer clusters. That's what happens. Look up Hooker Chemical Company. Let's look it up. Hooker, H-O-O-K-E-R. You'll see. Rich, we are now burdened with the result of the sum of all this individual greed. The greed of the corporate executives, the guys with the massive amounts of compensation, those guys and gals who have turned their backs on the crimes that they've committed, the crimes against nature, the crimes against the ecology, the crimes against the villagers, and they've made a profit and they've moved on. And they're protected. They've got the offshore accounts, the untouchable accounts, and they've hidden their money, and they have taken advantage of us. It's an outrage. It's an outrage. So when the dust settles, think about it now. Like, what are you going to do when these guys come knocking on your door for help? Are you going to help them? After all these crimes they've committed, you say, well, you know, that was then. And it's like Clinton. Well, you know, his bedroom behavior has no effect on his White House behavior. Oh, really? Now we're finding out that that's really not true, right? So when people behave, you can't have two sets of behavior, one on duty and one off duty. There's one set of behavior. Okay. So when people are selling you out privately but publicly at their job, they're a real nice guy. No, they're not a nice guy.
Well, you know, Vince, too, you know, Bill Clinton paid Paula Jones $850,000 to shut up. George Behar called all the Bill Clinton rape victims tramps. So don't be fooled with this, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist. It's all BS. It's all about power, money, and control. And I got a question for you after this break, Vince.
We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich?
Yes, thank you, Vince. You know, someone asked me the other day here in Montana, you know, why do you do all this? Why, you know, people know I live off-grid. They know I live without running water, without traditional flushing toilet, all that stuff. And they go, wouldn't you like to put some energy into having some more modern conveniences like running water? And I said, sure, I'd like to live with running water someday, but I think our country is priority. I mean, that's why I mention a lot of these articles published in the public domain. I mean, we have, whether it be FISA, the phony Mueller trial, Russia, we have evidence that Hillary and Obama is behind it. That's why I mention these articles. Spent hundreds of millions, probably in the billions of dollars, between the bribes and the blackmails and the years of creating all this, that we have spent, the people have been charged through inflation and taxes for all these behaviors. We have companies like GlaxoSmithKline. My God, if I read these corruption and crimes out about any individual or small business in America, they'd be in the hoosegow. That's code for prison, folks. You know, Vince, we have total unchecked power. This is why I say we are entering a totalitarian, tyrannical, communist insurrection takeover, because I give proof every time I'm on the air. My question to you is, Vince, if whether it be GlaxoSmithKline or Big Pharma, if they came to your door and wanted to poke you and your family in the arm or wherever with a needle and say, here's a vaccine, this is going to be good for you, would you accept it? Would you roll up your sleeve? What would you do, Vince?
I've been to Sam's Club a bunch of times over the years, and in the good old days, you know, like December and before, and they have these free vaccines. And, you know, as you're walking through the aisle pushing your cart, the gal's out there, hey, you want to get your free shingles vaccine? And I'll turn to Mrs. Finnell and I said, geez, I wish we had time to do that. And we'll keep going. Okay, I'm kind of making a, you know, an inside joke out of it. Like, we would never do that. And then on the way home, we'd see at the CVS pharmacy, free vaccine. Free vaccine. All kinds of vaccines. And we would say, geez, Wish we had time to stop in and, you know, get one of those because they're free. And then sometimes they'll give you a like a gift card. So not only is it free, they'll actually pay you, you know, with a $5 gift card for receiving one of those vaccines. And we don't have time for that either. The answer is, if someone comes to approach any member of our family and say, we've got the jab for you, and you're going to take it, I will see that as a death threat. I will see that as someone trying to kill me, either immediately or on slow burn. And I will react appropriately. I will not receive an injection. Period. In either way.
No, Vince, I've read articles where the NIH, the CDC, the FDA, especially the NIH, recently, I think Tom Pinton sent out some articles on that, basically where they have funding ties to China. And I believe the NIH fired dozens of scientists over these secret financial ties to communist China. And the taxpayers pay for all this. I think there was over 50 scientists that got fired for failing to disclose financial arrangements with other foreign governments. And the 93% of the cash came from China. And this is according to an NIH investigation. And these are the people who want to force us with vaccines to give us immunity passports so they can control every move with nanotechnology, destroy our immune system. This is an outrage. And that we're paying for this. Vince?
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you the same question. What would you do if someone came knocking at your door with a hypodermic needle?
Well, I would do the same thing you do. I would basically take that as a threat of murder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm pretty darn sure, Gwyneth is not with us at this moment, but I'm pretty sure she would have the same reaction that you and I had. Pretty sure. Maybe we'll get a chance to ask her tomorrow. So, class, I mean, it's one thing to jump in a polluted stream and get the toxins on your skin. It's another thing to take a syringe out of that stream of polluted water and inject it right into your blood. It's another thing to swallow it. So, you know, you can be poisoned lots of different ways, and right into the bloodstream is like the most effective. So would you do that? My answer is absolutely, positively not. And I would look at it as a death threat. But I know people who say, oh, I can't wait till I get a vaccine for COVID-19 because I'm going to be like right away signed up and get mine. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Rich Even, thanks so much for spending time with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.